In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Welcome to EMS Office Hours. I'm Jim Hoffman. Guys, today I'm doing a quick podcast for you. This is a video version, so you probably might be watching this. I'm sure you're watching on YouTube if you're seeing my mug. Sorry about the bad hair day today. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm recording this. And today, I kind of wanted to address something that's kind of been bugging me a little bit. Stuff I've been seeing on Facebook a lot, where you get a person, give you an example, this person was complaining that they've only got a few months left in their paramedic program, and they're really struggling, right? They're struggling with the class. They're struggling with their preceptors. They have preceptors, apparently, that are leaving them at hospitals or at gas stations and stuff. They're so horrible. People who are not being very supportive for them, and they feel like they're ready to quit, right? And you get two sides of responses to these people on Facebook, right? Because everybody's got their internet muscles, right? Everyone can, there's no filter, they can say whatever they want, right? You get people going, rah, 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 keep going, man, you got this, don't give up, this is what you love. You know, I was this when I was 4 feet something, and they turn on themselves, you know, what they struggle with, and trying to kind of how I relate that to what the other person is going through. And then you get the people on there who are like, hey man, you know, just go ahead and quit because this isn't for you, right? If you're having this much of a hard time now in class, you're never going to make it on the street. Just quit while you're ahead, right? Try to get a refund on what you paid, right? For me, there is good to both sides of that, right? Yes, if you are at a point in your class where you're not getting it, no amount of remediation is helping you, right? Your perception of what EMS is going to be, how the people were going to be, things like that, is shifting a little bit. Maybe you do have to go ahead and reevaluate your goals, right? At the same time, if you're struggling because suddenly you're becoming overwhelmed, right? Or you're not kind of clicking, you're having a personality clashes with preceptors that you are with, right? Then you have to adjust that, right? That's another shift that you have to kind of make, okay? But for me, it's a balance, right? It's not just one hot or cold, okay? And if you're a preceptor, on a side note, if you're a preceptor out there and you're leaving students at gas stations or at hospitals because you're mad at them, okay, you're not really being a very good preceptor. You're not being a good educator, right? Yes, there are students out there who are frustrating, right? Students out there who won't get it, all right? To me, that's when you go back to the hospital or your garage or whatever the case may be. You tell the student, listen, and you can't be with me anymore today. Let's let you go home. I'm going to talk to your instructor. Let's get some remediation going, right? Things like that. Now, of course, if that student is continually not getting it, the remediation is not helping, then maybe it's a personality clash between you and that student. Or maybe, like I said, the student has to reevaluate their overall goals, right? At the same time, if you're the person that's rah-rah-rahing the person, saying you got this without giving any guidance or any resources to help that person, then that's not helping them either, right? So there's a balance. If you've been in EMS for a while and you see students that are struggling, even if you're not a preceptor, if they come to you for help, guide them a little bit, man. Give them some ideas, right? Especially the thing that I always suggest and things that I always try to get people to do is to ask them specifics on where they're struggling, right? To me, that's the first step. Where exactly are you struggling? Okay? Because that's what's going to help you as a preceptor, as an instructor, as a coworker, as a more experienced provider. Okay? It's going to help you direct them where they need to be to push past that struggle, right? For me, I was in paramedic school. I was doing really great, scoring great at all quizzes, exams. I'm doing good in skills, everything. Got to cardiology. I start to struggle, and I struggle, and I struggle. You know, 0.04, 0.12, you know, P waves, QRSs, T waves, you know, positive deflections, negative deflections, what's inverted, what's regular, what's wide, narrow. My head was spinning, right? But I went home, and I do, and I've talked about this on other podcasts. I leaned in, right? I leaned into that chapter of the textbook. I started doing a little more research online for those other topics. I was pulling paramedics that I trusted that had experience off to the side and saying, hey, man, I don't quite get this. I don't quite get that, right? And by doing that, within about a week or so, things started to click, right? And when it started to click, it helped me push past. It helped me get better. It helped me understand what I was doing, okay? And if you're the person that's struggling, that's what you need to do, right? At the same time, you have to own the struggle that you're having. You can't just say, I'm struggling with paramedic school. You know, God help me. I need help. No, you have to be specific. Go to your instructor and say, hey, I'm struggling with these topics. Go to your preceptor. I'm struggling with these topics. As a preceptor, most of them should be asking you, hey, my name is Jimmy. What's your name? How long have you been in EMS? How long have you been in EMT? Do you have an idea of what you're doing? Where are you in class so far? And ask the question, where are you struggling? How can I help, right? It shouldn't be, hi, I'm the preceptor. Let's go make you pay for coffee. It's ridiculous, okay? We got to get past that mindset, right? As a preceptor, you have to be this additional resource that's suddenly put into the student's life, right? You are suddenly now an additional resource for that student to become a good EMS provider, a good paramedic, right? Up till now, they've had the textbook, online resources, their instructor, their lead instructors and educators. Now all of a sudden, here you come in, right? You're there to help them kind of put some of this stuff together. You're there to help them see what it's like out in the field for real, right? So there's a balance. It's not just one way or the other. It's not, okay, come on the ambulance, you do well, it's fine. If you don't do well, I'm going to leave you someplace at a gas station or at a hospital somewhere, right? I've heard this go on for years that this is the type of thing that people do, right? And people laugh about it. Then that kind of puts a stigma on that student as being a difficult student. So now the next preceptor that gets them is going to have that that premeditated kind of idea that this student's a problem, right? Guys, we have to be supportive, right? But again, at the same time, while you're supportive to the student has to be able to acknowledge that they're struggling and ask for the appropriate help, right? As a preceptor, there does come a time where you have to start recommending and suggesting that maybe this career isn't for somebody, right? So again, it's the balance. It's the balance for everyone to kind of fit in, not just you as a preceptor, not just you as a student, not just you as a educator or as a person that's got more experience, right? It's to balance everything out so that you're offering the right help, you're inquiring about the right amount of assistance or where the person is struggling, or as a student, you're offering where it is you're struggling, you're offering that you understand you don't know it all and that you're having issues, right? For me, there's nothing worse when I'm trying to talk to a student or someone who's struggling. I know they're struggling. We just had a call, and they had I could tell they had no idea what the hell was going on, right? So I start to try to help them after the call, kind of give them that after call kind of feedback. And all I'm hearing from them is, I know, yeah, I know. No, I know. I got it. No, I know. Yeah, I know. No, no, I know. Yeah, I know. I know. No, you don't know, right? So as a student, it's not just, God help me, I need help with everything paramedic-wise or everything in EMS. You have to say, hey, man, I didn't know what was going on with that call. What does it mean when the patient presented with this? What does it mean that EKG was doing this? I noticed this abnormality. Was it the patient? Was it just the ambulance moving? Was it the a pacemaker the patient had or a drug the patient was on, right? Everyone has to, I feel, take a certain amount of responsibility, all right, for the path that they're on in EMS. You're a preceptor. Your path is you want to be a good educator. You want to help people become good paramedics and providers out in the field. You're a student. You want to be a good provider. You want to build your knowledge. You want to keep going as an EMS professional. You're an experienced provider, and you can maybe help somebody along a little bit in certain aspects of what they're going through, right? And somehow, like I said, as a balance, we all have to kind of meet in the middle a little bit, right? We have to understand the importance of what it is we're doing, and we have to understand that as a student, as an experienced provider, as a preceptor, we all have responsibilities at the level that we're at. And we have to kind of meet each other where those responsibilities kind of start to cross and then push each other to go a bit beyond and be better. You can be the better, students can make you a better preceptor, right? Preceptors can make students better providers. Experienced providers can make students better for the preceptors, right? By helping them understand more. And those students can help those experienced providers understand what it is to be kind of a mentor, right? Guys, it all ties in, man. It's not just black or white, okay? You know, reach out to people that are struggling. I love when I see the stuff on Facebook and you have someone struggling with something and you get that one person. You get a whole list of people. I'm reading it on the thing. Oh, give up, rah rah. You're good. You got this. Go on, blah blah blah. Push it through. What? Then get the one person. Hey man, DM me. I'll be glad to help. Right? That's where it matters. That's where that one person that says, "Hey, shoot me a DM and I'll help you out as much as I can." Right? That's where it matters. That's the person that is willing to have that balance, that's willing to meet that student where they are and find out what they're struggling with and push them past where they are, push them past that overwhelm, okay? EMS school can be hard, okay? I struggle with a small segment of it for myself, okay? Other people struggle from day one. Okay, and sometimes, yes, we do have to reevaluate ourselves. There might be a shift in the goal that you have as a provider, okay? A shift of your understanding what EMS and being a paramedic or an EMT is really about. And sometimes that shift means that maybe this isn't the job for you. Maybe this isn't what you really want to do or what you're going to be good at, right? Not everybody can be a doctor. Not everybody can be an astronaut. Not everyone can be auto mechanic. Not everyone can be what they want to be. Sometimes your goal is to be one thing, but you realize you don't have the skills or the knowledge or the ability to get those skills and knowledge. And it does come time to move on, right? But for me, it's not just to do it right. As soon as you start to struggle, you quit. As soon as you fail a national registry exam one time or two times, it's over for you, right? You got to find out where you're struggling. You have to seek out that help, right? To find out where you're struggling, seek out that help, be specific in where it is you're struggling so that the people out there that are willing to help you, that are there to help you, that are a resource to help you, can focus on the area that you're struggling with. And as the people that are going to help, if you're one of those people that are going to be helping, you have to meet that person halfway. Remember that this person doesn't have 10, 15, 20 years as an EMS professional, right? They have maybe 10 months, maybe 10 days, right? So those people are the ones you need to put under your wing and understand they've got a long way to go to build that knowledge base. They have a long way to go to get those IVs and be comfortable getting those difficult sticks, that difficult airway, right? Guys, it's all a balance, okay? That's where I'm coming from today on the podcast. It's not just hot or cold. We can't just turn a cold shoulder to somebody that's struggling. At the same time, we can't give them a blanket kind of cheerleading squad and think that's going to help them, because it's not, you know. I'll leave you one last thing, guys. If you are somebody that's struggling, before you go on Facebook asking for help, right, there's two things you can do. One is ask your family and friends, right? Ask them if they think you've got the fortitude to do what you're doing. An honest answer to them. Ask them honestly to give you an honest answer to that question, right? Do you have what it takes to be an EMT, to be a paramedic? Do they think you have it, right? Another thing is to kind of find that partner, okay? Find somebody in your class that you both can kind of go through the struggles with, okay? That you both can go through the moments of that light bulb going off and actually getting what's being put out there by your instructor, right? That's going to help you really understand a lot of what's happening. It's going to help you. It's going to give you that motivation, that reinforcement, right? That somebody in the same boat as you might be struggling the same as you, might be getting it the same time as you are, right? It can help you by doing that, okay? Those two things, I think, are a great starting point, right? Finding somebody in class that you kind of in sync with, to kind of go through the motions with, to get the step-by-step skills with, to do the studying with. Not even if you're not doing it together, just to kind of review the next day. Hey, what did you think about this thing in the chapter? I read this. Does that make sense to you? Or I saw this in the textbook and the instructor said this. Did you figure out how those two things went together? Maybe we should ask a question after class today or during class if there's an opportunity and find out what the instructor meant by that, right? This way you don't feel like you're going it alone. That overwhelm isn't just overwhelm on you, okay? So those are the two things I say, guys, to start out with. I think that really can help you by starting at least at that basic level. And if you go on Facebook looking for help and you start seeing a lot of, you know, way positive things or way negative things, try to put past those things, man. Don't focus on that stuff. Look for the guy or the girl who's saying, hey, man, you need some help. DM me. I'll see what I can do for you. Maybe there won't be any help at all, right? But maybe they'll give you a little piece of information, or they'll guide you to a certain resource that's going to help you push past the struggle that you're having, okay? But as a student, be specific, okay? Whether it's with a preceptor, somebody that's trying to help you, a co-student, whatever the case may be specific on where you're struggling so that you can get past that hurdle, and then the next hurdle, and then the next hurdle. Guys, I hope this makes sense. I know it kind of rambled a little bit because I'm so passionate about this stuff. And I just hate seeing people struggle when they might be the next great paramedic coming out there for their agency, right? And to just kind of discount them or kind of try to give them a rah-rah kind of cheer to get them through is not helping them, you know? So I'm just so passionate about this stuff, guys. I hope you see that. I hope you don't think it's just me rambling on with some opinion. I've seen it before. I've experienced it. I've helped people through it. I know people who've been through it. I've known people who helped people who've been through it, right? I've been doing this for 27 years, 28 years, right? I know the deal, man. So please, do me a favor. Try to find some of what I said today to help you, whether you're a student, you're a preceptor, whatever the case may be. I hope somehow this clicks a little bit. And man, if you're a preceptor, the next time you want to kind of let a student off the truck and leave them at a gas station at the hospital, just think about what I'm saying. Think about how is that really helping that student, you know? Is it helping you as a preceptor? Are you really benefiting anybody by doing that as a preceptor, you know? Just think about that stuff, man. That's all I'm asking for. I know a lot of you preceptors out there are way smarter than me, right, with some things. And at the same time, I want you to be smart when it comes to how you're representing EMS as a profession, all right, when you do stuff like that, all right? Just think about that. That's all I'm asking, okay? Listen, everybody can be a pain in the butt sometimes, right? I think the right answer is, like I said, take them back to the garage, cut them loose, and then address the situation in a private manner. You know, not belittling somebody or embarrassing somebody at that level. All right, guys, let me end it there. Listen, if you are looking for some guidance, you want some help with stuff, I have, of course, I'm sure you've heard me say this before, turbomedic.com, okay? And if it's a premium website for members only. There's gigabytes of downloads, hours of audio and video, and it's all designed to help increase your knowledge base and make you a better provider, okay? If you're interested in that, I've actually got a trial membership. Costs you $2, pocket change, right? I have that. I was gonna make it free, but I said, you know what? $2, because I want you guys to have some skin in the game. I don't want you to just be a member, join the trial program, and not use it. I think the $2 is enough to get you to kind of get into the members area, look around, see all the contents there, and see how beneficial it can be for you, okay? So I want to have a little skin in the game by joining and becoming a trial member. I'm going to put a link to that below in the show notes. But more importantly, guys, listen to what I said today. I'm hoping that maybe some of it, you can come away with it with just a little bit of a light bulb going off of how you can be a better student, a better preceptor, and a better EMS professional. All right, guys, that's it for me. I'm going to end it there. As always, questions, comments, send to me. Email is contact@emsofficehours.com. Until next time, I am Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.